This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That sounder, of course, means another mock draft has dropped. Drew is scouring
also,
the internet.
Cornell was worse of a hire than Haley.
Drew is scouring the internet. Anytime he finds a new mock draft, he hits the button. We know Jay Binkley has a mock draft sounder built into his house. He pushes
it whenever,
whenever he wants to come on the show and talk about his mock draft. He can push it and it goes off. We have no control.
That's right.
This one, Drew, I believe, pushed.
I did. This one is from A to Z Sports. Haven't had one from these guys yet. This one, notably, from Charles Goldman. He's the one who
Charles
came up with
Goldman.
This. Yes, okay. Goldman.
All right.
The title of the mock is 7-round mock. Charles Amenuhu's return allows Brett Veach to take some risks.
Ooh. Okay. Now, so this is a post Charles Amenuhu mock.
Correct.
So he must be taking best player available.
Correct. Okay, this came out earlier this morning. At 31, the Kansas City Chiefs, he has taking Walter Nolan, defensive tackle,
still a defensive
out of
lineman.
Ole Miss.
I mean, I don't hate it.
The reason I think
Walter Nolan, he's starting to grow on me. He's one of the players that I think fits the Chiefs really well.
Oh, yeah.
And would pair up really, really well with Chris Jones. Like, I'm kind of fascinated in a defensive line that's just, like, dominant at multiple interior positions versus they've just been doing it with one for a while. Like, Turk was a good player, but not, like, the way the Eagles have two interior guys, which is like ruin your day.
So the reason he might have potentially fallen back into the spot where he's been recently, he's had some off-the-field concerns, character concerns since high school.
Like, Chiefs love a guy with
been,
a character concern.
It's been following him for a long time.
Top of their list. Now he's even shooting up the list. Drafting guys with character concerns.
Oh, boy. So, in Christian Osero's podcast is called Character Concerns.
But he has top 15 talent per... Right. Charles Goldman. So at 31, he has him taking Walter Nolan from Ole
Miss. Top 15 talent,
Miss.
Character concern. Okay.
At 63, the second round pick, Ohio State edge rusher JT Tuimoloau. Very good.
I wanted to learn how to say that, but I thought that way about Suamate and I figured it out.
Tuimoloau. The reason his reasoning, he mentions George Karloftis and B.J. Thompson, of all people, and Charles Amenuhu, who are going to become free agents after 2026. Obviously, they'll probably pay George, but just having another guy in the rotation, because you can never have too many pass rushers. He's a guy that did really well at Ohio State over the course of his few seasons there.
I'd say it'd be pretty damn
very
for FAU
career.
If they went defensive tackle, defensive end after re-signing Charles Amenuhu. Sure. That would borderline be his death nail.
There is no comp on Zerline from NFL Network's scouting report for JT. There's none. We don't have a comp to read. All I can say is...
Was there one for the defensive tackle?
For Nolan?
Walter Nolan? Let me see.
Nolan, N-O-L-E-N.
I'm sure there's one in there.
Not like Christopher.
Yeah.
Because he's a first-round guy for sure.
I'm sure he has. I'll wait for it to load up here, and I'll let you guys know. But, yeah, there was no – for whatever reason, there
was
no – I'm
not sure if he has big, meaty hands or not. He is 6'4", 296 pounds.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem small, according to this article.
So the comp for him is John Franklin Myers, the Jet.
Okay.
This says, impressive playmaking production, power to punch and shove defenders aside.
Ooh, okay. I like that in interior defensive
lineman. Outstanding body control to regain balance. Rush stays alive with active hands and secondary effort.
So he was particularly good in the run, but also very, very good in a pass rush.
Oh, here's the
key
word. Here's the key word, Drew. Twitchy off the snap.
Twitchy,
into blockers with good pop.
Love that.
Good pop.
Yeah.
Great. Good pop or great pop? Good pop. I mean, end of the first round. Good
you
pop.
You sound like Dandridge Jeremiah.
I want great pop.
He's got some thumper. He's got some twitch.
I want great pop out of my guy.
Whatever the case is.
The weakness for him says, nobody questions how talented he is and how hard he plays. Super twitched up and really explosive. Needs to play with consistent inside hands to stay clean. Looks to disengage from blocks too quickly.
Mm.
In the third round, of course, there's two picks there. Texas offensive tackle Cameron Williams going with the first pick in the third round.
This all seems on book.
And of course, the big question is arm length, 35-inch arms. He has the size, traits, and athleticism to excel in the Chiefs system. So he sounds like a...
he's a project a guy who could turn into a guard, but third he's round got pick, the right size. Fine. I've looked up his arm length. We're fine. So it's
Drew said it. I think we're good.
He's okay.
They're saying he could potentially be a right tackle option if they decide they to get rid of Jawan Taylor.
Wow. Yeah, this will be down.
Well, they are going to get rid of Jawan Taylor at the end of this
I'm
year.
I'm just saying. Yeah. And then
I mean,
at 90,
I guess I've been crazy. They've signed guys I didn't think were coming back before.
At 95, the final third round pick, RJ Harvey, running back out of UCF. I never showed you guys the video that UCF made for him on after his combine. But
like a highlight video or what?
Like an and-one mixtape kind of thing?
No, it was a... So it's
that's
a
how I like my
it's a video
videos.
That meshes his 40 into a touchdown. It actually is a pretty... It's a pretty sweet social media clip.
Okay.
But anyways, yes, RJ Harvey, home run hitter. I think we've mentioned him before on the show.
So he's explosive.
5'8", 200 pounds, smaller size guy, but he's... I mean, he's shorter, but he's big. Also very quick. His 40 time was impressive, I think, as well. I can't remember what it was. It was 4.41.
There were like 10 guys who ran a 4.4 at running back this year. It's exciting.
5'8", 200 pounds to run a 4.4 is, I mean, it's a good time.
Look, we don't have to go through the 4-7 right now, but I like the setup.
It's a really good time for sure. So
okay.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.